If you're following AI, you've seen GPT-4, right? Amazing stuff. Writing text, answering questions, poetry even.
Incredible capabilities, absolutely.
But, and this is a big but, they sometimes get things wrong, the hallucinations.
Oh, making things up. Or the knowledge just stops.
Exactly. It hits a wall because the training data is old.
Yeah.
Ask about last week. Poof. Invented answer. So today, let's do a deep dive into the fix for that. Retrieval augmented generation, Reggie. It's how AI finally gets to, well, look things up.
And it's fascinating how the industry's tackled this. Reggie really is a groundbreaking solution. It lets the AI pull in external, fresh info.
Going beyond what it was trained on.
Precisely. And this isn't some small tweak. Look at vector databases. They're quarter rags. That market hit, what, $2.2 billion in 2024?
Wow.
And they're projecting $11 billion by 2030. That's like over 20% growth year on year. It tells you this is fundamental, a real
You
shift.
think Rangi's the answer?
Yeah.
But my first thought is, are they just constantly retraining these huge models? That sounds
Yeah,
expensive.
right. Good question. Because it's actually not about constant retraining. That's the beauty.
So how does it work then? How does Argy expand the AI's knowledge base without that?
Well, ARIG is an architecture. It combines a standard LLM, the brain part, with an external retrieval component.
Okay.
So it doesn't just rely on its memory. It actively fetches data from databases, documents, APIs before it answers.
Ah, like giving the AI an open book test. I like that analogy.
Exactly, an open book test.
So take me through that. How does the open book workflow? How does it actually happen, step by step?
Okay, so it's basically three key stages. First up is retrieval. You've got a retriever system, its job. Find relevant data from those outside sources.
Finding the right pages in the open book.
Pretty much. And modern ARGI often uses vector databases. They do something called semantic search.
Semantic search, meaning it looks for related ideas, not just exact words.
You got it. So if you ask for, say, dinner ideas for a hot day, it understands you probably want light summer meals or maybe recipes you don't cook, finds conceptually related stuff.
That sounds much smarter, more intuitive. Okay, so the retriever finds the info. What's next? How does the AI use it?
That brings us to step two, augmentation. The facts, the data it just retrieved, they get combined with your original question. It forms an augmented prompt. So imagine asking a chatbot about gluten-free options at some restaurant.
Right.
The RAG system pulls the actual current menu details for that place and sticks it right into the prompt for the LM, gives it real context.
Okay, so now the LLM has my question plus the relevant facts pulled from outside. How does it give the final answer?
And that's the third step, generation. The LLM takes that augmented prompt, your query, plus the retrieved info, and generates the answer.
But it's a different kind of answer now.
Exactly. It's a grounded answer, context aware, because it's tied directly back to those real sources it just retrieved, not just from memory.
So it's verifiable. You can trace it back. That sounds like a huge deal for accuracy.
It is, which leads right into the benefits. Why is this such a game changer?
Yeah, tell me about that. What are the big wins here?
Well, number one, improved accuracy and fewer hallucinations. We've all seen weird AI answers,
Oh,
right?
yeah, definitely.
ARGRI tackles that head on because the answers are based on real retrieved data. The tendency to just invent stuff drops dramatically. Plus, it can often show you the sources it used, builds trust.
That transparency is key. What else?
Then there's dynamic knowledge updates. This is crucial. LLMs have that knowledge cutoff problem.
Right, they don't know anything new after they were trained.
ARGRI fixes that. It provides essentially real-time intelligence. Think about medicine. Finance things change fast.
Constantly.
ARGRI keeps up. You could have a sort of private chat GPT for your company, always synced with the latest internal docs without massive retraining costs.
Okay, that sounds incredibly useful for businesses. And you mentioned cost. It must be cheaper than retraining.
Way cheaper. That's the third point. Cost efficiency and scalability. Fine-tuning or building new LLMs is slow, difficult, very expensive. ARRAG is a much faster, cheaper alternative. It lets even smaller, less costly LLMs perform really well just by giving them access to the right external data. It makes powerful AI more accessible, scalable.
So it democratizes things a bit.
Yeah.
Okay, this is powerful stuff. So where are we seeing this in action? What does it mean for you listening right now?
You're probably using it more than you think. Like AI customer support chatbots, they're getting way better.
Less frustrating, hopefully.
Hopefully. They can give precise answers by pulling your order status or info from a specific product manual. not just generic scripts.
What about inside companies? You mentioned the private ChatGPT idea.
Yeah, enterprise knowledge management. Think of it like an AI librarian for a big organization. Employees can ask complex stuff like, what's our updated remote work policy for Europe?
And get a real answer based on actual company documents.
Exactly.
Drawn from internal policies, handbooks, whatever. Super useful.
And just for everyday web users.
Enhanced search engines. Look at the newer AI search assistants like Bing Chat was doing.
They use Ari. They don't just give you links. They search the web, then synthesize a direct, context-rich answer right there for you. It's about getting the answer, not just pointers to it.
The different way of searching.
Definitely. And it's worth noting, Ari's isn't always the only answer. Sometimes you combine it with fine-tuning or other techniques for the best results. It's not strictly either.
Makes sense. Yeah. Use the best tool for the job. So, okay, recapping. RG is really bridging that gap, isn't it? Marrying the LLM's ability to generate text with actual verifiable facts from the outside world?
It's a fundamental step forward. Accuracy, relevance, staying up to date.
It feels like a true leap.
And the future looks even more exciting. People are working on things like multimodal RR.
Multimodal?
Integrating images, audio, video, not just text, and plugging RA into autonomous AI agents.
Wow. Okay. Give me an example.
Imagine asking an AI a question out loud, like, how do I fix this leaky faucet? And instead of text, it instantly retrieves and shows you a quick video tutorial pinpointing the problem.
Okay, that would be genuinely useful. Very cool. So thinking about all this, what stands out to weigh you about how this kind of grounded AI could change how you find information or even just interact with tech day to day? Something to chew on.